Patience leads to accomplishment in anything. Patience leads to accomplishment in anything. What is it you would like to accomplish in your life? What is it you would like to fulfill in your life? What is it you'd like to have be done in your world that's very, very, very important to you? Is it money, health, relationships? Is it spiritual awareness? Is it illumination? What is it that you would like to have accomplished in your life? Anything. No matter what it is. If we can have patience, patience in the awareness that it is already done, now it is revealed to you, revealed to me in a beautiful, wonderful, dynamic, fantastic way. Now, is it revealed to you in that beautiful, wonderful, dynamic, fantastic way? Is it revealed to you? Well, if it is not, then be patient. Be patient. We speak so often about the law of cause and effect. We speak so often about speaking our word and knowing the truth about ourselves, standing for whatever is our desire, whatever is our goal, whatever is our choice in life, standing forth for it and allowing nothing to dissuade us from believing that it is already accomplished in our world. Now, that's the hardest thing, to believe in the unseen, to believe in the invisible, to believe in something that we apparently have not yet accomplished or seen in our life. But the very fact that we can think about it, the very fact that we can dream about it, the very fact that we can believe and want and expect it to be in our life, and really believe that it can be, is just a strong indication of that which already exists, of that which already is in us right now, of that which is our reality right now. Patience leads to accomplishment in anything. If you have the patience to speak your word and claim the truth about yourself, if you have the patience to know that you are divine, if you have the patience to know that you are the creator of your world by every single thought that you have in your mind, in your soul, in your being. I am the creator of every single thing that happens in my world, good, bad, or indifferent. Now, the more I can believe in myself as being good, the more I have the patience to abide in myself, the more I can recognize the accomplishment is already there, and I am experiencing it right now. I am fulfilling it right now. I am enjoying it right now. We could give many illustrations where this is true, but the illustrations that we could give are somebody else's illustration. They're somebody else's dream. They're somebody else's goal. They're somebody else's choice. Now, is it our choice? Is it our choice that we have these things in our world? Is that our choice? Is that our dream? Is that our desire for ourselves that we have these things in our world? Is that who we really are? Now, who are you really? Who am I really? What is our real self? When we can know our real self, when we can believe our real self, when we can dream our real self, then we are beginning to experience our real self. Patience leads to accomplishment in anything. Do you have the patience to be still and know that you are divine? Do you have the patience to stop all your outward struggling for things and just let go and let that which is your reality be your reality right now? Do you have the patience to do this? We do, you know, in many things. Now let's do it in everything. Patience leads to accomplishment in anything. Be patient. Be patient. A little child grows to be a man. A person has a dream, and they let that dream reveal itself in their life, little by little, patiently watching each reveal itself. You can reveal to yourself today your fondest, most desired dream. And your fondest, most desired dream is to be yourself and have fun. Your fondest, most desired dream is to have everything that is for your highest and best. To live in a world filled with your highest and best. To release all other thoughts. To release all other attention to anything other than your highest and best. For your highest and best is your reality. It's my reality. It's all that I know and all that I want and all that I am. It's all that I think about. I have no other thought in my mind but my highest and best. Because my highest and best is me. My highest and best is who I am. Now, is this who you are? Yes, it is. It's who everyone is. Our reality is our divinity. Our reality is our magnificence. Our reality is the allness that we are. It's not something we hope to be, not something we'd like to be, not something that would be exciting to be, but it's who we are. That's our reality. Are you ready for your reality today? Then have patience. Patience leads to the accomplishment in anything, and so let it be. Let it be. Live in that thought in you that I am good. I am living my highest and best right now. I am delighting in my highest and best right now. I am experiencing my highest and best right now. That's all that I know. That's all that I am. That's all that I desire to be. That's all that makes any difference to me, is to be and live my highest and best right now, having fun and enjoying doing it in every beautiful, fantastic way. Having fun and enjoying doing it in every fantastic way, that's what it means. Having fun being yourself is living according to your highest and best, living according to the ideal that you are, living according to the realization that whatever you can think about yourself, good, bad, or indifferent, you can be it. And you can be the negative. That's okay. But why waste time spending time thinking about the negative when the positive is who our reality is? The positive is what our ideal self is. The positive is our only desire for ourselves. The positive is the only direction we ever really want to go. Yes, patience it takes to enter into that attitude. It takes patience to enter into the realization that it is already done, to enter into the realization that my life is fulfilled and complete right now, to enter into the realization that all is in divine order right now. All is in divine order right now. It is done. It is done. Yes, it is done. My ideal of me is done. My ideal is always there. It's always there waiting to express itself through all sorts of other ideas I've had about myself. And my ideal self is just standing there ready to be brought forth, ready to be revealed, ready to be shown, ready to be. But it takes patience, because I have to walk through the cloud of other beliefs, walk through the cloud of other expectation, walk through the cloud of limitation, and step out of that cloud into the realization that the possibilities I desire for myself are done now and done forevermore. And as they're done now and forevermore, I say, I love you. I love you. I love you.